The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
The deadline for candidates to enter the race to succeed Eamon Ryan as Green Party leader closes this evening. So far, there are just two declared, the Minister for Equality and Children, Roderick O'Gorman, and Senator Pippa Hackett, the Minister of State at the Department of Agriculture, who also sits at Cabinet. We spoke to Roderick O'Gorman last week about why he wants to be leader, and Pippa Hackett is on the line now to set out her stall. Senator Hackett, thank you very much for joining us on The Last Word. Is it credible for a party leader to be in the shadow?
Absolutely. I mean, I have the credentials. I was elected to the Shannon. I wasn't appointed. I've been sitting at the cabinet table now for the past 4 years. We're working with my ministerial colleagues. I work really well with the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste. I'm in the Dáil regularly taking parliamentary questions like any other minister, taking topical issues, bringing forward legislation. In fact, just last week, I was leading out on the debate on the nature restoration law. But I suppose as well, I also sit on the cabinet's climate subcommittee where every single important decision made about climate and the environment has been made over the past 4 years. So I think I have the credentials to be the leader of the Green Party.
We're going to have a by-election coming up soon to fill Barry Cowan's seat. Will you be running in that?
To be honest, Ian, that's not my focus at the moment. I imagine if we're having one, it probably won't be till the new year. So I think that will be something I might consider at that stage. At this moment in time, I'm focused on doing my best to engage with my party colleagues and members across the country to get elected, to be that new leader for the Green Party. I mean, I joined the Green Party because I believed it had something to offer communities all over Ireland. I still believe that. But ultimately, for the Greens to be a party, you know, that's relevant to people, it has to become mainstream. It has to be a party that is consistently needed in government to shape an Ireland which ultimately protects and enhances our natural environment for better communities, healthier communities.
So your message to party members who will be deciding on this vote over the next couple of weeks, it presumably will just be yourself and Minister Gorman. Your pitch seems to be that, well, you're from rural Ireland, you get people in rural Ireland. Is that the only thing?
No, not at all. I think that's one aspect of it. We've never had a leader from outside of Dublin. So, I mean, I want, as I said there, I believe that the Green Party has something to offer communities all across Ireland. Rural areas, indeed, but certainly, you know, towns and villages across the country and cities. You know, the regionalisation or the need to look at a more balanced regional approach. So, you know, Limerick, Waterford, Galway, you name it. We need to bring all of these communities on board this green journey. And I believe, you know, in light of the local and European elections, we've seen, you know, a demise in terms of Green Party representation on councils and certainly from the Ireland South and perspective there. So that's something I want to address because I do believe we need to reconnect with communities across the countryside, rural and urban.
Is it the case that it's not the message or the person delivering the message that is the problem, that has you falling in the local elections recently, that saw your party seats in councils have, that you lost your two MPs? Mm-hmm. It's not the message or the person delivering it. It is the actual policies.
No, I disagree because, I mean, I think there's an acceptance now that, you know, the direction of travel is green. You know, you talk to any business owner or any small or large, they understand that. They want to cut their costs in terms of energy. They want to, you know, reduce their waste, etc. There's so many aspects of our policies. And when they work, they really work. You know, take, for example, the bus links, rural buses that we've rolled out. Okay, they're not everywhere yet. They're not in every village and town, but where they are, people are flocking to them.
But it's the bigger issue stuff, and you know this, it is not the small policies that people are rejecting, it's the bigger ones. It is the matter about farming, that the farming community feels that they are going to have to pay the price for climate action, that it is the wider problems that you're going to have in rural Ireland when we start to look at matters around the national herd, when it start comes to the nature restoration law. They are the things people are rejecting.
Again, I would disagree with that. I agree that there is a sense of perhaps there's a sense of fear around some Green Party policies, but I think when you look at the engagement we've seen, take the farming community, we've seen farmers engage with organic farming like never before. We've gone from 1,600 farmers 4 years ago to 5,000 now, and that's going to continue to grow. There's a movement in organic farming that wasn't there before. We've seen farmers wanting to move away, and it's a government policy to move away from fertiliser use. Green policies brought in measures like multi-species swards, growing different grasses that don't need so much fertiliser. Those are working for for farmers. Where if there are policies that aren't working, then that's where we need to engage with those farming groups and farmers on the ground to find out how we support them, how we make it more easy for them, how we make it more affordable. But I've no doubt that policies, green policies, will support communities across the country. And if there are blockades in the way or barriers, we need to look at those and remove those for people.
If you are elected leader of the Green Party in July, will you go to the next election and say, I am going to join a coalition on the left, not with Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, but on the progressive left of the Social Democrats, the People Before Profit, the Labour Party, Sinn Féin and others? That is where quite a lot of your young Green Party members are.
Mm-hmm. Look, I can understand why people might think that is the way we should go, but I would disagree with that. I think we should be broadening our appeal to voters of all hues. I don't think it sends a good message to the rest of voters. We've been in government for 4 years with Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. We've worked really well. We thrashed out a really progressive green programme for government. We've always said, and I will say this as well, that I am willing as leader to work with all parties and none to deliver on another green programme for government, hopefully. And I think we will engage.
But aren't you going to get the measures you really want, the ones that are really important to your party members from the left, not from Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, who listen to the agriculture lobby, who listen to big businesses about that trying to water down the climate legislation?
We might, but if they come forward with those, then absolutely we will engage. If they come forward with policies that are aligning with where we want to go. But I mean, just to even take, for example, Dublin City Council, I think in the last day or so, agreed a pact. You know, it's Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, Labour and the Greens. But Social Democrats didn't want to play any part of that role. So there again, you have a disjoint there, that even on the largest council in the country, you couldn't get agreement on the left there to support that that pact and that agreement for Dublin for the next 5 years. So I think it's not as simple as to say let's just row in with the left or not. I think ultimately for me it's about delivery on our environmental ambitions, and I think if we deliver on what our core values are around the environment, everything else will fall into place. Everything in relation to things like social justice will fall into place. Even health, climate action, obviously all of those issues, that will be the core that holds all of that together, the glue, if you like. And that's what I strongly believe we need to focus on.
We are going to be heading into a general election sooner than you probably think. I know you're going to say the government should hold on till the end of next March, but we are looking like an early general election. If you're party leader and you lead it into a general election and you come back with half the number of TDs you have right now, or a quarter of TDs, would it be time then for you to go?
Well, listen, I think, look, we're all in one sense in the same boat. I mean, I think there's no safe seat for a Green Party candidate really outside of Dublin. I mean, one or two there will be, but I think on the whole we have to do a rebuild of sorts in terms of our messaging. But it's more than just messaging. It's about engaging and going back to communities where we had support before, trying to rebuild on that and to listen to those communities so we can fix it for them, so we can make our policies that they are, relevant to people, that people can relate to them, that they are easy policies to adopt, and that they are ultimately affordable. And if all of those things we can work on, which I believe we can between now and a general election, then I think we will work really well as a party to try and ensure that we maintain those seats we have gained, build on the good work we've done in the last 4 years in government, and who knows, hopefully gain a few seats. I'm certainly going to work really hard for that for a seat in County Offaly, and I know my other colleagues will work equally hard across the country.
I have to leave it there. Senator Pippa Hackett, thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.